Our God and our Father, we worship your name once again this morning. We bow before you in worship. We bow before you in adoration. We bow before you in appreciation of your faithfulness that has kept us even throughout the months of January. Thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you, Father, for preservation of our lives. Thank you for provision for our needs. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us standing even in you. Father, we are grateful in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this assembly, Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach. Thank you, Father, because of the presence of your Holy Spirit at all times. Father, we are grateful in Jesus' name. Lord, even as we have come to your table, Lord, even to hear your word again, even to hear what you have for us, even as we go forth into this week, Father, we pray that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you will help us. You will help us. You will release grace. You will release help unto every one of us, Lord, even to hear your voice. In the name of Jesus, cause our hearts to be open unto your words in the name of Jesus. Lord, the Bible said, Lord, that the entrance of your word giveth life. Lord, we receive life. We receive life of your word today in the name of Jesus. Let the life that comes that flow from your word heal us in the name of Jesus. Deliver us in the name of Jesus. Heal our land in the name of Jesus. We raise the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we have our seat, please? Praise the Lord. Want to bless the name of the Lord for the opportunity to stand here, even to share the word of the Lord with us this morning. We want to thank God. I want to appreciate the leadership of this assembly for the opportunity to share the word of the Lord. And I want to congratulate every one of us. We should congratulate ourselves that we are here. That we are here. Can you congratulate somebody that you are here? That you are here, you are in the presence of the Lord. Do you know one thing? The enemy just strategized all his possible best. As we are just coming this morning, I think during the week, somebody was saying that we can even come and queue for this for now on Sunday morning. I was just thinking in my heart that, okay, this is the way the enemy is coming again. As we are coming this morning, so many people were there at that matric filling station, and I'm sure it will be in some other filling station also. The enemy is just strategizing ways of pulling children of God back, way of distracting our attention. But the enemy will always fail. He will continue to fail in the name of Jesus. And the Lord will continue to make way for us in Jesus' name. This morning, briefly, we just want to share with one another. We want to take ourselves to the word of God again, because that is where our strength lies. We get strength from the word of God. And this morning, you will be strengthened again and again in the name of Jesus. The message, the topic of what I want to share with us this morning is that your joy may be full. Can somebody say it? That your joy may be full. And that my joy will be full. Our joy shall be full in Jesus' name. Our joy shall be full in the name of Jesus. You know, by the time we'll be coming to the end of this coming month, we'll have greater testimonies in the name of Jesus. And the joy of this assembly also will be full in Jesus' name. And whether we believe it or not, because we are running with something in this assembly, and that is the divine visitation of the Lord, Nigeria will experience divine visitation of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Quickly, let's open media. We are friends, and let's move together, please. Psalm 16. Psalm 16, and while you are preparing for that, I read because of my time. I read from verse 5. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance. Psalm 16 from verse 5. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. Let's move together fast. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. That shall be our portion together in Jesus' name. I'll bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. That will be our portion in Jesus' name. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. We shall not be moved in Jesus' name. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. We shall rest in hope in Jesus' name. Thou will not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer your Holy One to see corruption. We shall not see corruption in the name of Jesus. Thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forever. In the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. And so, brethren, we want to share briefly on this fullness of joy this morning, because that is what we desire for. That in the midst of all distractions, in the midst of all tensions, in the midst of whatever, no matter how the enemy may be rolling on his head, we will have fullness of joy in Jesus' name. But I want to share with us briefly the secrets of having this fullness of joy as children of God. We listen to we watch the drama unit. You know, there are secrets. Àwọn àṣírí kan wà ká tó lè ní ayọ̀ àkún ayọ̀ wa tó máa kún àkúnwọ́ sílẹ̀. Àwọn àṣírí kan wà. It's not just thing you come by. It's not something that you can, even petrol gan tó jẹ́ physical, you cannot just get it just by, you know, not to talk of the spiritual things, things that will give your heart, will give you peace, will make you to be at rest. So I want us to quickly run together to consider the secrets on how to make our joy be full this year 2023. It goes beyond the month of February. It's just about this year 2023. Our joy shall be full in Jesus' name. And I put something down. I say, position yourself to walk before the Lord. Brethren, you must be ready. It's not that I'm walking before the Lord. Yes, we know you are walking before the Lord. Yes, we know that I'm walking before the Lord. Every one of us will say that we are walking before the Lord. You are not walking before the Lord. Of course, you will not be here this morning. You'll have chosen to do it otherwise. But because you are here this morning, it's an evidence that you are walking before the Lord. But I want you to know that there must something in you that make you to know that I must position myself in the midst of anything that want to shift my base, in the midst of anything that want to pull me back from him. And anything can pull anybody back. Petrol can pull you back. Tension can pull somebody back. Issue of currency can pull somebody back. But it is you that you have to position yourself. You have to just make up your mind. No way. Position yourself to walk before the Lord. Because it's your portion. It's the one that is all in all. Is the one that can satisfy us. Is the one that can direct our path. Brethren, we are charging ourselves this morning that we are encouraging ourselves this morning. Don't be too full of yourself. Don't say, I know about that one. But what we are saying this morning is that, brethren, where you are, in that situation that you find yourself, position yourself to walk with the Lord in year 2023 as we run with our anchor, as Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach, as a child of God. In the book of Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. With all that we have had, since the crossover and with all the prayers of the prayer retreat of how many days, with all the exhortation, with all the messages, with the one that you yourself you've had in your closet in the course of your quiet time, the Lord is appearing to us again. The Lord is speaking to you and I again. I am the Lord Almighty God. The Lord that spoke to us during the crossover is the Almighty God, is the all-sufficient God, is the way maker, is the miracle working God, is the Lord that answered by fire, is the Lord that can do all things. It's more than enough. He's saying, I am the Almighty God, the Lord God Almighty, walk before me and be thou perfect. In the midst of all things, the Lord is saying, walk before me. Walk before him. Walk before him in truth. Walk before him in righteousness. Walk before this God. Walk before him. Do not let go the word of promise that he has given unto you. Hold on to it, believing for the fulfillment of the word that he has spoken unto you and I. He has spoken unto us and as an assembly. Walk in this word. Run with this word that the Lord has spoken unto us. Media, can you please open to that book of Psalm 16 again in the Message Bible, Message Version, verse 5. I want to show us something there. The word that we have received, yes, thank you very much. My choice is you, God. Who is your choice? What is the choice that you have made for this year, 2023? My choice is you, God, first and only. If you will make this God to be number one, to be the first and the only one, and all other things come behind, see what will happen. And now I find I am your choice. When you make him to be your choice, of course, for him, his word is yea and amen. Verse 6. You set me up with a house and yard and a yard, and then you made me your heir. We are friends. Verse 7. The wise counsel God gives me when I'm awake is confirmed by brethren, by my sleeping heart. Verse 8. And that is my point of emphasis. Receive the hand of the Lord, media, in Jesus' name. Day and night, I will stick with God. This year, 2023, for your joy and my joy to be full, you must stick with God. You must stick with God. If you want your joy to be full this year, brethren, if this is the only emphasis that we can make on this message this morning, is that day and night, you and I, we must stick with God. When we have made him to be our choice, and we have determined to walk with him and to be perfect in his ways, then you must stick with this God. I've got a good thing going. Year 2023, brethren, we have a good thing in stock for us, and that is the fact that our joy shall be full. Your joy shall be full. Why will you not allow it to, why will you let it go? This promise of the Lord, this word of the Lord that has been spoken to us, that the Lord has positioned himself to bring it to pass, is bringing this word to pass. But you and I must position ourselves to walk along the paths. Day and night, stick unto this God that has given you the word. Abraham, stick unto this word. Abraham, verse 2 of Genesis chapter 17 says, I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. and see something. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, brethren, as for God, he has spoken, and his word cannot return to him. He said, this year, 2023, is visiting you. Is visiting your life. Is visiting your studies. Is visiting your career. Is visiting your family. Is visiting your health. Is visiting your businesses. Is visiting everything around you. As for him, my covenant is with thee. And the covenant is that you walk with God. You walk with God. You walk with God. You stick unto this God day and night. Whatsoever the enemy may want to bring, remember to stick unto this God. And as you stick unto him, you see him fulfilling his word in your life in the name of Jesus. And another thing I want to drop with us, you must walk with God with a purposeful heart of obedience. A purposeful act of obedience. You just must make up your mind. Whatsoever the enemy brings my way, I will obey God. This God that I'm sticking onto, I will obey his word to the last letter. Whether convenient, whether my body is comfortable with it or not, whether everything around me is comfortable with it or not, I will obey his word. You must purpose in your heart this year, 2023. If you want your joy to be full, if I want my joy to be full, I must purpose in my heart to obey him. To obey the one you are sticking it onto. To obey the one that has given you the word. To obey the one that you are not allowing his word to slip off from your hands or from your spirit, man. You must purpose. You must determine. I must determine to obey his word. And let me read something to us in verse 9. After the Lord appeared to Abraham and told him, this is what I want from you. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Genesis chapter 17, verse 9. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. It's not just about walking with God. You must keep his word. You must walk with this God in truth. You must abide with the word of the law if you want your joy to be full this year. And I trust this God that he will release grace upon every one of us to obey his word, so that our joy will be full altogether this year in the name of Jesus. And you know, as soon as God spoke to Abraham about circumcision, if you want to walk with me and you want to be perfect, all the seed in your house, including you that I'm speaking with at the age of 99, you go and subject yourself to circumcision. And Abraham obeyed. Abraham obeyed the word of the law. Verse 15, every man child among you shall be circumcised. And Abraham circumcised. Verse 13 say, he that is born in thy house and he that is bought with thy money must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be your flesh for an everlasting covenant. As soon as God spoke to Abraham, Abraham went ahead to obey the instruction of the Lord. This year, what have you proposed in your heart? Is it after you have heard all this that you are deciding or you're contemplating in your heart that I don't think I can do it? I think I can obey it midway. Partial obedience will not take you to that fullness of joy. Receive grace to walk with a purposeful heart to obey the word of the Lord this year. And as soon as Abraham purposed in his heart to obey the word of the Lord, things begin to change. The name of Abraham begin to change to Abraham. That of Sarah begin to change. Sarah begin to change to Sarah. As you purpose in your heart to obey the word of the Lord this year, there will be changes. The Lord will bring transformation unto your life in the name of Jesus. And you begin to see revelations. You know, verse 15 says, and God said unto Abraham, as for Sarah, in the course of giving him instruction to walk before him and to obey him, he begins to reveal to him what he will do. And as you propose in your heart to obey the word of the Lord this year, you see the Lord manifesting his power. Manifesting his power in your life, around you, in the name of Jesus. Verse 15, and God said unto Abraham, as for Sarah thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarah, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her, and give her a son also. I give you a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Brethren, as you propose in your heart this year, the Lord will show up. He will show up. He will show up over every desire of your heart in the name of Jesus. Brethren, as you do that one, our pastor mentioned something in the course of the prayer retreat. It was mentioned also in the course of, I think, 2 weeks ago. It was mentioned also, and it's about discernment of spirits. Discernment of spirit. This year, if you want your joy to be full, you must desire, you must yearn for discernment of spirit. You must be sensitive to things that are happening around you. You must know that all these issues, all these distractions that are filled up in the whole country, they are not ordinary. They are not ordinary. They are not ordinary. And so you must stand with this God. And you must discern it. You must be sensitive. What is it that the Holy Spirit, the time that you are supposed to come and serve God, and enemy just brings some distraction, maybe it's to kill for fuel. Maybe it's to go and do this. Maybe it's to go and do that. You must discern it. Is that what the Lord is directing you to do at that time? Is that what the Holy Spirit is ministering to you to do at that time? You must be able to discern what the Spirit of the Lord is doing, is telling you. Do not give room for cloudiness of hearts. Do not allow any trouble to weigh you down to the extent that you will not be able to hear God, that you will not be able to perceive what the Holy Spirit is telling you at a particular point in time. Do not allow any bitterness. Do not allow any unforgiving spirit to fill your heart. When all this thing fill up the heart of a man, there's no way the Holy Spirit will be able to walk with you. There's no way the Holy Spirit will be able to direct you. There's no way the Holy Spirit will be able to guide your way aright to the fulfillment of what he has for you. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. Quickly, I move to Genesis chapter 18, verse 1. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And lo, three men stood by him, by Abraham. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself toward the ground. And he lifted up his eyes and looked. May the Lord grant you an insight to see those things that the Lord, the people that the Lord are bringing your way, your helpers of destiny. May the Lord cause you to be able to discern them in the name of Jesus. The Lord, after appearing to Abraham in chapter 17 of this Genesis, the Lord appeared in another form unto him again by sending three visitors. And God helped Abraham to be able to perceive that these ones, they are around him. And he welcomed them. He discerned that this one cannot be ordinary people. May the Lord help you to discern those ones that the Lord will help want you to discern in your offices, in your departments, in the church, in your neighborhood. As you journey on in year 2023, may the Lord release upon our lives, upon this assembly, discernment of spirit in the name of Jesus. And you know, as soon as Abraham, you know, perceive this and discern it, and you know, he entertained them quickly. He gave them, you know, he discerned that this one, they are the presence of the angelic visitation, and he did not take it for granted. Even at his old age, I was just trying to imagine, and you also, you can just imagine it, somebody of age 99 and running around. And when he saw three visitors and bowed before them, and running around to get something for them, At the age of 99 years, he ran to welcome them and bow before them. May the Lord help you to discern the angelic visitation concerning every issue around your life in Jesus' name. And that is not all about Abraham. The Bible recorded that he bowed down before them. Humility this year. Humility. If a man of year 1999 years will bow down to visitors, who are you that will be full of yourself? Do you know that when we are full of yourself, we miss out of what God ordained? May you not be full of yourself this year, 2023. May the Lord humble you before his word in the name of Jesus. May you be humble enough to be sensitive to know that these ones, they are the ones that have been sent to help me. He ministered to them. You do not know the time or hour. You will have angelic visitation. So humble yourself. Pray for humility this year as you journey home. Do not despise anyone. They may be young. They may be old. Do not despise anyone. And I want to say it, especially our youth, please, please, and please, do not despise anyone. You don't know the one that the Lord will be sending to you to minister to the needs around your life and be hospitable. Abraham, quickly, call on the wife, jump all around, and they quickly prepare something for the visitors. You don't need to have million before you minister to people around you. You don't need to have thousands before you minister. Do you know the word of grace can minister to somebody? Word of grace from your mouth can minister to somebody. May the Lord help you to do this in the name of Jesus. When you look at verse 9 and 10, and they said unto him, Genesis chapter 18, where is Sarah the wife? After the hospitality, after all that Abraham did, and they now ask, where is Sarah the wife? And he said, in the tent. And he said, and declare, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah had it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and were stricken in age. What do I want to bring out? In the course of all doing these small things that look so small before us, you don't know what God may want to achieve. Abraham did it and he received divine visitation. May you not miss your divine visitation in this year 2023 in the name of Jesus. Our joy must be full altogether. And I want you to come, you know. Do you remember that in that Genesis chapter 17 verse 21, God told him that he will visit him, that he will give Sarah a son. And yet, when he appeared in another form, he confirmed the word again, that he will visit Sarah. May you not miss your visitation in the name of Jesus. Brethren, believe God's word. And that's another thing. That's another secret. Believe God's word. Believe every word of God that has been spoken unto us this year. Since the crossover, believe every word so that your joy will be full. It is not the word of the person that has spoken the word unto us. It is the word of God. And God is the one that has all the power to bring back to word, every word to fulfillment. So believe God's word. If you are finding it difficult to believe God's word, go to him and cry unto him, Lord, help my unbelief. Let God help your unbelief. Leave the word unto this God. Run with the word that he has spoken unto you. He has spoken unto us as a congregation. Believe the word. Anna believed the word of Eli. And God gave him Samuel. Mary believed the word of angel. And he conceived and gave birth to our Lord Jesus Christ. Believe the word of God, brethren. See that generation gospel outreach. Believe the word of God. And as you believe the word of God, the Lord will confirm his word. And your joy shall be full in Jesus' name. And another one I want to drop with you as I round up is this: be available. Hey! somebody, be available for God's service. Can you tell another person, brethren? Be available for God's service. Fervently working for Him. This year, you cannot play it. You cannot play your way with God. Be available, please. Be available for God. God is all out for us. Be available for Him. Fervently doing His work. He honors those that serve Him. And the Lord will honor you as you serve Him this year in the name of Jesus. Not just being available, be passionate about God's service this year. Be passionate about it. Not just doing it. Be passionate about this God. And you see what God will do in your life. Be passionate, fervent, consistent, prayerfully. And we saw it in the Bible. Abraham, in the course of waiting for the fulfillment of the word of God, after seeing the angels of the Lord on the way, they beheld the cry from the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. And the rest of the story, verse 22, and the men turned their faces from them and went towards Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. What are you standing for in the house of the Lord and in the service of the Lord this year, 2023? This God that has spoken unto us, this God that has revealed His intention of what to do in our life, what are you doing? What is your position? What are you standing in for in His service this year? What is that thing that will speak for you? Something must speak for you. Something must speak for you. Abraham stood and pleaded and pleaded. He interceded for the righteous. Who are you interceding for? Who are you standing in the gap for this year, 2020? It's not too late. You can begin to prepare, and that is why God is sending His word to you and I this season again. Make up your mind that this year you are going to walk in the house of the Lord. You are going to serve the Lord. You are not just going to close your eyes unto the things of the Lord. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. And as I close, I want to read to us from Genesis chapter 21. With all that God spoke to Abraham, our God is a covenant-keeping God. With all that the Lord has spoken unto us this year, the Lord will visit us. The Lord will visit us. The Lord visited Abraham. The Lord confirmed His word in the life of Abraham. You remember Abraham? He confirmed His word in chapter 21 of Genesis. And the Lord visited Sarah as He has said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as He has spoken. May the Lord visit you as He has spoken unto you this year in the name of Jesus. May He fulfill every word that He has sent unto your destiny, unto your home, unto your family, unto your career, unto your businesses, unto your study, as He has declared it unto us in the name of Jesus. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham his son in his old age, at the set time of which God has spoken to him. You know, in Genesis chapter 17, verse 21, at the age of 99 years, God spoke to him. Genesis 18, verse 10, God assured him, walk before me and be thou perfect. In Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 and 2, verse 5 and 6, God fulfilled His promise. And Abraham was 100 years old. I want to bring something out as I round it up. Verse 5 of Genesis 21. And Abraham was 100 years old. Remember, angel of God appeared to him at the age of 99. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. Mathematician in the house, arithmetic. Period of 1 year at the set of time. And Sarah said, God has made me to laugh so that all that hear will laugh with me. May God make you to laugh this year, 2023, in the name of Jesus. And I give you this one. I put it down. I don't want to leave it. You know, as we pray, I said, mention those things you want him to do at this set of time of God's word to you. The miracle of Sarah started at the release of God's word and manifested. And I put it down as the Holy Spirit brought it to my mind. I said, I stand to testify of the set time of God's word in the journey of my life and for my destiny. As I was preparing for this message, the Spirit of the Lord reminded me. At the time that I was waiting for blessing of the home. And I prayed, so many people, word of God came out, this and that. And there was this particular minister of God, Dr. Olufarati, now late, Pastor or Reverend Olufarati in Adoekiti. And the man came for ministration in the church, Adoekiti. And after the ministration, I'm like, you know, I always jump out, pray for me. Hey, this is what God, I want God to do for me. And you know, after the man prayed, in the course of the week, the Holy Spirit just said, go and meet that man again. And I went to meet him at Fajuyi Adoekiti. The man was a veterinary doctor. And I said, Daddy, you remember you prayed for me? He said, you this woman, Pastor, Mr. Awote. I said, this one will be Pastor, sir. You know, sir, this thing that you spoke, I want to, he said, any other thing you want me to pray for? I said, deliverance. He said, deliverance from what? I said, from anything. Just put your hand. And the man said something, and that is what I'm bringing to you as you rise up on your feet this morning. Can you begin to rise up on your feet? And the man said, just put his hand like this and said, I declare unto you, woman, at this set of time, you will bring forth your baby. And if you know, my firstborn is April 14. And at the time that he laid his hand on me was during the Easter. Can you begin to pray to God? I'm so particular about this set of time today. And that is what the Spirit of God dropped in my heart. Are there things you want God to accomplish at this set of time? 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 Are there things you want to hold the hands of the Lord? That God has confirmed his word in the life of Abraham. He appeared to Abraham at the age of 99 years. He reappeared again through visitors. Oh God, and he fulfilled his word at the age of 100 years. Not minding the year of age. What you are particular about this morning is that you are a covenant keeping God. Are there issues? Are there needs in your life this morning, brethren, that you want to say, Lord, that confirm it is war. Lord, that keep it a covenant this morning. At this set of time, you will do something. You will intervene. You will visit. You will visit this issue. You will visit this situation. You will appear again in this assembly. You will confirm your war. You will confirm your war. You will confirm your war. You will make us to laugh. You will give us new song. You will give us new song. We will laugh. We will rejoice. Our joy shall be full. 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 You will visit us. You will visit this assembly. You will visit us. You will visit family. You will visit us. You will visit us as you visited Abraham and Sarah. You will visit this. Oh, you will visit our families. You will visit this assembly. You will visit Nigeria. At this set of time. 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 Visit us. Visit us, Lord. Visit us, Lord.
Shadows, Libali Babu Suta Libro, Shita Libro, In the name of Jesus. Bekalubos. Kitapulibos. Rebonde Baba. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, we have prayed. Father, we bless your name. Thank you, Jehovah Father, because, Lord, your intention concerning our lives this year is wonderful. Your plan is glorious. We bless your name because what the scripture tells us is that you have a great plan and purpose for us. Thank you very much, Lord, as we have decided by the name of our Lord Jesus and the help of the Holy Spirit to position our lives into these of you, in this your counsel, that we position our lives to fulfill your plan, to fulfill your purpose in our lives. Father, you will help us. Father, you will help us. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus as we humble ourselves before your presence, Lord of heaven, and we are ready, Lord, to walk with you in obedience. And we are ready, Lord Almighty, to discern your counsel and live, oh God, by your help again, to live in, Lord, in all areas of our life, to understand your will and know your mind, walk in your path, Heavenly Father, by the name of Jesus. The set time for our joy is now. That our joy will be full. That the joy of everyone in this assembly will be full in this year, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, all your promises, all that you have spoken concerning us, all that you have declared unto us, Father, we declare by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that in this assembly again, we are bringing thanksgiving unto you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We declare as many, oh Lord, that have declared, that have made a covenant with you and that have entered into a relationship with you, that this year is their year of set time. A set time of their visitation. A set time of their miracle. A set time of rejoicing. A set time of naming ceremony. A set time of, Lord, of a new building. A set time of progress. A set time of promotion. A set time of advancement. A set time, oh God, of breaking forth. A set time of for success. Heavenly Father, we declare by the seal of the Holy Ghost, you will accomplish this for us in the name of Jesus Christ. The joy of every life here shall be full. By the time we look back into the year 2023, Father, we will say, hitherto, the Lord has helped us. The Lord has caused the year to be a year of fullness of joy for us in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Visit every life here. Lord, do not exempt anyone. Lord, we plead, let no one escape. Let no one escape your visitation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you very much for your servant whom you have used. We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our home set time has come to you, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that you will remember her in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You will cause us, oh God, to be useful in your house more and more in the name of Jesus. Blessed be thy name forever. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we pray.